Tuesday. It's not, let me start this over again. Not Monday. It's not Tuesday. It's not Wednesday. It's not Thursday. Boom. Friday already.
Woo, Friday.
Woo-hoo. I must tell you, Ken Kessler is a stalwart and a great, he's a leaning post. He's a support. He's a standard bearer of the program. There are a lot of different things that I depend on Kenny to do, including put together lots of information that we use conversation on this program. But he's not somebody who wants to be in the limelight. He comes reluctantly on the air when I say it. I don't mean he's kicking and screaming. He doesn't want to be on. But he's not somebody who's sought the limelight in the way. And I don't know that that's even... Remember the accidental tourist? Kenny is not the accidental broadcaster, but he's... this whole program sounds like it's an accidental program sometimes. He's not seeking fame and fortune as a on-air broadcaster. And that's hard to do anymore in this business, given what's going on. I mean, the consolidation, keeping the announcement this week that one of the big companies is going to get even bigger, and so there'll be basically two big companies, and it's just a lot of hooey. And so those of us who are independent, we all need to stick together. I'm talking about the independent people that are on my program. The fact that this program is an independently produced program, not associated with any big company. And there are more and more of these smaller companies that are buying radio stations here and there as things get settled out. I don't mean to be too much inside here. The reason I get off onto all of this is that there aren't many good broadcasters left, honestly. And I've been very fortunate in the 25 years that this program has been on the air to find some really good broadcasters and keep them. Kenny's been in and out with me for, 10 years? How long have you been there? More than that, even, haven't it? How long have you and I been together?
I think I started working on your show with at Radio America in 2002.
So you were working, that's right, you were working at Radio America, that's right, too. Mm-hmm. So 11 years. Yeah. All right. Yeah. And that's probably, you're the shortest. Now, Jennifer started, she floored me the other day when she said she'd been on with me for 7 years, because she's only 34? How old is Jennifer? She started when she was 27 with me?
I think so.
Yeah. So,
I'm always hesitant to ask a woman how old she is.
Not me. I'm not smart enough not to do that. I'm sort of suggesting that we have really good people that are on this program, both behind the scenes and on the air. And Jennifer is one of them. But because there are so few broadcasters, many of the people who are on the program, or all of us, actually, I think, Kenny, you even have a side business. We all have other things that we do. My mainstay is to make sure this program and the behind-the-scenes business aspects of it are running smoothly, but I have other stuff that I got to do, too, during the course of a day. But this program is a priority, but yet, again, because Jennifer's family runs a broadcasting concern in Los Angeles, CRN Digital, she's got to do things for them, like take a sweaty trip to Hawaii for a week to broadcast from there, so that's what she's doing. So we're left with the boys. And your thoughts about the issues of the day, including the fact this is Labor Day, Labor Day weekend. Our poll today at DougStephan.com asks if you have any special plans for the weekend. Are you going to relax with your family and friends? We just did this poll. What are you doing for Memorial Day? And what are you doing for... We just did it 5 minutes ago. Memorial Day. 4th of July. 10 minutes ago, maybe. It seems like that. So anyway, do you have special plans for Labor Day? A, relaxing with family and friends. B, cooking out. C, going to the beach or pool. D, shopping. E, just another work day for me. F, when's Labor Day? We'll be on the air live on Labor Day morning, as usual. Kenny will be here. I think Jennifer will be back. Richie will be here. Everybody will be here for our Labor Day program. So Kenny has posted online at DougStephan.com a recipe for barbecuing. Our friend Chef Louis DeAngelis, who is the cooker here on the program, has prepared a recipe that is, I don't know, is it, it's not, well, it is kind of, it's a potpourri, right? Excuse me, different it's meats.
It's a lot of tips to try and cover whatever you've got going for Labor Day.
Right. Tips, before you grill, heat up the grill make sure you kill all the bacteria. You know, that's a very good point. That I'm not sure a lot of people know that that's the intelligent thing to do here. Make sure you kill all the bacteria, because most of them, come on, let's face it, you don't clean the grill every time you use it, do you? Kenny, are you a griller?
I love to grill, and I hardly ever clean that thing.
Yeah, so guess what's on?
Yeah.
Guess what's on the grill? All kinds of garbage. Now you can say, well, it'll get cooked when we turn the grill on. Yeah, that's the point. You cook it at 140 degrees, but you better cook it. You better make sure that it's hot, and everything's been cooked before you put the meat on the grill. All right. Let's see here. Let the food cook. Constantly turning and poking cuts into the meat's good idea. You get a little crust on the meat. It's also keeping more juices in the meat. Preheat. He keeps saying that. Never fuel your fire with fat. That is dumping leftover marinade into the grill. That doesn't sound very appetizing, actually. Louis says he tried bread dough on the grill, and the flavor of the resulting bread was fantastic. How many people have ever... I never even thought about that. I don't grill, because I don't have the time to, and I'm not really interested because I don't eat meat. So it doesn't... Although you can cook veggies on it sometimes. I just don't have that kind of time, and I don't have people around that want to do that anyway. Some of the kids that work in the barn have a grill over there, and they grill all kinds of things that I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. Anyway... So the recipe is posted in the trending box, right, at DougStephan.com?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Also trending conversationally. Yeah. We got to get into Syria, I suppose. But I don't want to do that until we get to the bottom of the hour, because there are other things that I would like to talk about with you, like the NFL lawsuit coming to a conclusion. And we will talk about that in a moment or two. In the meantime, how about we think about your hair? This has been a theme of this program. And I find, frankly, as I look at my hair, and I've been using Provia for as long as they've been advertising here, and I really can see a difference. A lot of times people say, yeah, I use it and it's great, but I really do see a difference. My hair, a little thin in the back, the crown, I think they call it, and so not wanting to have that as a problem. It looks like, if you look at me from the front, looks like I have a full head of hair, and I pretty much do. But I'll be doggone if I'm going to do that comb-over routine. I just want to have the little crown cleanse, and that's what Provia does. It cleanses the pores and opens them up so that the hair that's underneath the pore can grow. That's what the product is all about, and it works so well. Testimony on top of testimony on top of testimony from people who are satisfied. And by the way, the results of using Provia to get more hair on your head, the results are guaranteed to get your money back. So if you have a spot or two or three, if you're a man, you're a woman, doesn't make any difference. Provia works for everybody, even works if you have colored or treated hair. 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Right now, you'll get a free month supply of Provia when you mention Doug Stephan. Also, a free upgrade to Rush Shipping and a luxury surprise gift with your order. So, get at it. Join the thousands and thousands of people who are satisfied getting their hair back using Provia. 800-525-8319. Again, that number for Provia, 800-525-8319. Get good results with Provia.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus Special Extended Financing. Sale is going on now. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I play this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. Want examples? I thought you might. How about $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar? Now just $399. Or an AKG vocal mic? Just $19. Elisa's studio monitors? Just $49 a pair. That's just $49 for a pair of studio monitors with a bass so powerful, you'll feel like an angry kangaroo is jumping on your chest. In a good way. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Labor Day Savings 3-Day Sale, Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The Realtors are bringing you part of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The thought of the day today comes from Mother Teresa. Go out into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence draw a new light in the hearts of people. I think light is a wonderful, it's a phrase, with one word, but a phraseology of using light and putting people in the light and wrapping people up in the white light. I think it's an amazing concept and is so warm and inviting. It's just something to think about. I think we always got to start our day with warm, inviting thoughts and thoughts of gratitude. I'm thankful today for fill in the blank. You got to have a lot of things that when you put your mind to it, you are thankful for. I think maybe some of the people who are connected to that NFL lawsuit are thankfully going to get a couple of million bucks. $765 million settlement. However, the devil, as they say, Kenny, is in the details. Seems like some of the families are going to get some money, but it's paid out over 20 years. Seems like the lawyers are going to get a couple of $100 million out of it. Hello, what else is new? But you know the story here. Dozens of lawsuits have been filed by former players because of head injuries resulting from the way the game is played, helmets not being adequate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The settlement, which was announced, allocates $675 million to compensation for retired players who can prove they have a severe cognitive impairment. They have either dementia, Alzheimer's, Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's, that sort of thing. $75 million will be spent on medical exams for retired players, and $10 million will go to a research and education fund. There were 4,500 ex-players who had filed lawsuits. You remember we talked about that, I think, Monday of this week. And they accused the league of condoning violence, ignoring health risks, failing to warn players that repeat concussions could cause brain damage, and left them prone to depression and suicide. So they get their money, and that is the families, but they don't get back the loved ones. So how do you avoid that problem? You don't play football. That's it, pretty much bottom line. Don't play football. You don't want to get hurt. 21 after on Good Day.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Simon getting back together for their first concert in 16 years back on this date in 1995. It's called Livestock 95. It was a benefit performance on Martha's Vineyard to raise funds for a new barn for the Ag Society down there. And they sang this song and a lot of other things. They apparently have a good relationship, even though they... that's the thing. When you, unfortunately, Kenny, you don't have that, and I understand why. I don't have a good relationship with your former wife. Yeah. If you don't have kids, who cares? The circumstance where I was the father and she was the mother, I decided, and she did too, that we needed to prioritize, make sure the kids knew that they were our priority. But beside that, I really cared about her. I cared about her a lot. And, we got married when we were in our early 20s. Pretty stupid to do that. Anybody who does it. But I saw somebody contemplating getting married, some stars in their early 20s. You've got to be crazy. You know, it's not going to go anywhere. 23, 24, you got to be nuts. All right, so enough. Yeah, it's really tough. Let's get into fun time. During this portion of the program every morning, we try to bring you some excerpts from the late night shows. Two shows live this week, Leno and Letterman. We'll start with Leno.
Some big Hollywood news. Ben Affleck is the new Batman.
Yeah.
And Miley Cyrus, apparently the new Lindsay Lohan. So it's worked out great. People still talking about that, the over-the-top Miley Cyrus performance at the VMAs last year. Oh, my God. Did you see that, huh? How? Why couldn't Kanye West have interrupted that? That's when he could. So stop it. Stop it. You know, I don't want to say that Miley's performance was embarrassing, but today the state of Montana is talking about changing their name, okay? They just want to get away. But I tell you, Miley Cyrus, she is one savvy businesswoman. You know, she's already capitalizing on this whole thing. See what she came out today? This is it here. This is the Miley Cyrus bubble box.
Well, I hate to mention this because these kids have had some troubles. The Kardashian family. It looks like now another marriage may be in trouble. And I hope it's not true because you don't want to see this. You don't wish people ill will. But they're saying now Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom, they're having marital problems. And the State Department says that warships are already rushing to the area.
I see.
But listen to this. This is pretty savvy. If they do get a divorce, instead of canceling their series, Khloe and Lamar, that's the name of the show. And they might, you know, you would think, well, if they're divorced, no more Khloe and Lamar. But Khloe has already said if they do divorce, she will then remarry another guy named Lamar.
All right, speaking of divorces, a little gossip from Clint Eastwood. He and his wife, Dina, have separated. They were married 17 years. Actually, they've been living apart for a year or so. And apparently, Mr. Eastwood didn't like, or I shouldn't say that, fell out of love. That's a different scenario than not liking, right? I mean, you don't like your ex-wife. When did you fall out of love with her? Did you love her when you married her, or you thought you did?
Yeah, I thought I did.
Yeah, okay, so...
And I thought she loved me, too, and I may not have been right about that.
Well, listen, you're in a much better place now. Just give thanks for that.
Yes.
And Jessica Simpson, speaking of gossip, got $100,000 for the picture of her children that appears in Us Weekly this week. So she's a savvy businesswoman, it sounds like. 28 after the hour, this is Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Bob Schrum, coming right up.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Schrum. Conservatives are starting to argue that Hillary Clinton is just too old and old hat to be president next time at age 69. Does that argument work?
This is going to be a tough thing for Republicans to make that case because, of course, their favorite Republican, you know, president of the last century or so, Ronald Reagan, was nearly 70 when he took office in 1980. So it's a tough case for them to make, but they don't have much else. They want to try and pretend that they're, you know, kind of moving into new young blood and all that kind of stuff. So what else are you going to pick on her for?
I don't think she's last century an old hat. I think they'll lose this argument. It's, you know, they've lurched from Benghazi to age discrimination in an attempt to attack her. I don't think of any of it's going to work, but I think they're telling us one thing. They're very, very, very afraid she's going to run.
I'm Mark Wien, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Bob Schrum, sponsored by the Business Talk Radio Network.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Guidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Today, Friday it is, the last of Friday of the month. That's getting redundant already. I feel like I've said it twice and that's enough. Let's get into some of the things that people are talking about. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler and the situation in Syria. Syria. It sounds serious, Syria. How's that kind of rolls off my tongue? Serious, Syria. They should have a channel. Syria should have a channel on Sirius Radio. How would that be? Then you'd have more Syria on Sirius. All right, so I'm being silly. Kenny has put together a number of things. We've decided that people... It's funny how the news cycle works. We're here to talk about what's going on in the news and put twists and turns and sometimes have a little fun, poke a little jab here and there, make a little love, get down tonight, all that good stuff. And so, as I look at the top five or six, stories of the day, I am frustrated because Iran and Russia have said, we're going to get you guys if you come in and invade Syria. Well, when I say you guys, the only people left standing here to do anything are the United States, because everybody else says no. If you look at what Germany has said, no. What England has said, no. I don't know what the French, as usual, have kind of an interesting spin on this. They said in some official release that because the UK Parliament voted against hitting Syria, that doesn't thwart the plans to do it. The President of France, Mr. Hollande, says the country will go ahead with plans to strike Syria for using chemical weapons. But I don't get that it's going to be in concert with the United States. Am I missing something here, Kenny, or what's the latest on that? I see all of these various and sundry things that point to us being all by ourselves if we do this. And because Congress hasn't voted and really hasn't really even been informed very much about what's going on, the president risks impeachment. If he goes ahead on his own, War Powers Act says can't do it, even though other presidents have. I don't know why the other presidents weren't taken to task for that. Anybody, I mean, you look back at the record, I think we went through the record, I'm trying to remember the various presidents back to Reagan that went into various countries and didn't use the War Powers Act, didn't get congressional approval to do it, just did it. I find that very problematic and very troubling. What about you?
Yeah, absolutely. I have the list here. Reagan was Grenada in '83.
Right. Yeah.
Then the father, President Bush, had Panama in '89, and then Iraq in '91.
Iraq was okay. And we don't mind that.
And Clinton had Haiti in '94 and Kosovo in '99.
Yeah. Kosovo, I'm not sure I minded much either, frankly, but it's a personal thing. So in the meantime, there are a lot of people rattling around. Military action would bring great costs for the region, says the president of Iran. It would be an open violation of international laws. Like, these guys give a damn about it.
Right.
Right, when it suits us, cool. If it doesn't suit us, screw you and your international laws, basically. But I think there are questions now that are coming from intelligent sources, like, what's the big hurry? Why are you so eager to get in there and bomb military targets? They haven't gassed anybody. So this is punishment. Meter it out in some other way. A lot of Americans, we haven't found anybody on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or at Good Day Show on the Twitter site. We haven't found one person yet that is a listener to this program who thinks this is a good idea, right?
I haven't seen any posts of anybody who says, yeah, let's go get them.
Yeah, all right. So yeah. I'm looking at some Twitter posts as well here. Let's see what I glean out of this. German government says has no plans to join military action against Syria. That's a post that just showed up. Dad, this didn't have anything to do with that. I'm looking at some of these other French presidents said his country can strike Syria despite British failure to endorse action. Convoy of UN vehicles leaves their hotel in central Damascus. Has any of the UN stuff, they haven't done anything yet, have they? They've been there for a week wandering around or driving around in circles, but they haven't actually gotten to the place where they could examine. I thought I saw that there were tissue samples from a body that was being tested to see what kind of gas that was used there to kill these people, but that's all I've seen.
Yeah, it was big news when they got there, and then the next day they headed out in their convoy, and a sniper took shots at them, and they went back to the hotel, and the Syrian government said, you better stay put, it's not safe. And that's the last that has really been out there about this.
Matt says, this is interesting. Usually England is with the USA. France is usually with Russia. Russia doesn't want to have the USA there at all. It comes down to which country is buying arms from whom. No one cares about who dies. Man, is that guy onto it. That really is what's going on. It's all about...
True, yeah.
Yep, it is. It's all about war, the issuance and the issuance of what do they call it? Ordnance. Let's make some more, blow up some more people, make some more bombs, yada, yada. So what do you think? 888-302-3684. Robert in South Carolina doesn't understand why there isn't more international outrage about what's going on there.
I guess I'm disappointed to an extent at the international community for not really coming together. I mean, this isn't just about two countries fighting each other. This is about a leader, you know, using something very unnecessary, heinous types of attacks on civilian people, children, women. And I just believe that, you know, I mean, I'm not saying we should go to war right out the gate, but I mean, at some point we gotta let this stop before it happens again, or before those types of weapons get into, I guess if you want to say Al-Qaeda or terrorist hands, where they can be used against any other country or us. I think, you know, I just feel that we all should come together a little bit more instead of worrying about the so-called Bush-Afghanistan-Saudi-Arabian war that's been going on forever. That was one of the reasons we supposedly got Saddam out of power, was because of his years ago starting of using weapons on his own people and just through the years ago. And I just think that we need to come together more, whether you're communist, China, and really look at the situation and come to a real honest feeling that this is not correct.
888-302-3684. Thank you, sir, for your thoughts on this. How about we go to James listening in Virginia to Good Day?
Yeah, I understand the consensus for UN approval, congressional approval, but I think we're one way beyond this. Is actually be in the place that the last superpower and to see and to witness such atrocities. I think it's swift action and retaliatory action has to be necessary in order for small countries or whatever size countries to actually comply to what is international law. I mean, for a leader of a country to actually go to that kind of level of a humanitarian loss and to actually act out in that way against his own people, demand some type of response, and want a quick hard response.
888-302-3684. Apparently, the inspectors have arrived at a military hospital in Damascus, where some of the people are being treated, I believe, for what happened last week. Still survive, so they'll get. I mean, they're just pokey mokey. The UN is a waste of time. Always has been, as far as I'm concerned. There are some good things that do happen because of the UN, but what a hotbed of intrigue is the stuff that goes on in New York in the UN headquarters. Oof! Here's Charles in Arizona, doesn't like the idea of a war.
I believe that the international community can come up with something to at least, you know, help these women and children and these people, you know, create a safe haven for them, a place of refuge, you know. I believe that war is not necessary. If, you know, we can still have time to determine whether or not who did what they did and when they did it and why they did it. You know, those things are going to pan out anyways. But the main concern that I have is for these families that are in harm's way, that we need to, as the international community, we need to protect them. We need to come up with a plan and a solution to protect them. War is not the answer. Sending bombs and guns and destroying people, causing more havoc and destruction is not the answer. It's not the answer for America. It's not the answer for any nation. We should come up with a peaceable diplomatic option and get Assad involved in this option. Make him understand that we will not tolerate innocent people being gassed and being hurt, but we want to create a solution to help those people so they can be out of harm's way.
888-302-3684. I think it was interesting to note, Kenny, that there are some people, there was a Reuters story this morning suggesting that the fact that the parliament didn't want to go to Syria sparks a question as to whether or not they still play a major role in the world.
Huh?
Well, because you don't want to go in.
That's a great spin.
Who put that up? You don't agree with us?
You don't matter anyway.
Yeah, right, exactly. Perfect. Joe in Georgia, why don't you finish this off, sir?
This seems like we've heard this before. Another dictator in the Middle East with chemical weapons. That's the same thing they used for Saddam Hussein. The same excuse we used to get in the war. We need to understand that we have things here in this country. And chemical war is a terrible thing. But we have Detroit bankrupt. We have illegal aliens. We have so many things in this country that need to be taken care of. And we don't seem to have the time to take care of it. I say we deal with the issues in this place, and then we go up and help others.
Wasn't the best quote yesterday on this, and I think we had it posted, if I'm not mistaken, on Facebook. Somebody said, how can we be, we got money to go to bomb Syria, but we don't have money to take care of roads and bridges and all kinds of problems that we have here in America. That's a very salient point. Right, look at all the problems that need to be solved here. Look at the money that we waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse in government. And, yeah, we can pull out a couple of $100 million to blow out, to help whoever builds the Tomahawk missiles. Good business for them. But what happens to all, I think that's the question. What happens to all our needs here? Meanwhile, Syrians are still supposedly bracing for the worst. Some with a deep sense of fatalism, the expectation that imminent strikes will change. I mean, life over there. Can you imagine living in Syria under the circumstances? Just imagine living that way, or how the people in Egypt are living, frankly, given what's going on there. Dwayne is in Rotunda, Florida. Dwayne, welcome to Good Day. Hi.
I find it ironic that the U.S. is leading the charge on going to bomb them when we use CF gas on the people in Waco.
Well, I'm not sure a lot of people are thinking about that. What he's referring to is the first year of the Clinton administration when Janet Reno ordered there was not just a gas, they put tanks into the building to blow it up when the 86 people were killed there. That's what you're referring to, Dwayne, right?
Yeah, is on women and children.
Yep. We've done a lot of things that we ought to be ashamed of, and that's one of them. Thanks for the call. 888-302-3684. Man, what a black eye. That was really the wrong way for the Clinton administration to get started. How many people remember the order? I remember this program airs in Waco, and the sheriff there, remember this? I don't know if you, when was that? That was 92, so you would have been not with me then. I remember it was 93, Clinton was elected in 92, so it was 93. I remember the sheriff in Waco telling me he listened to the program, and he knew that Koresh listened to the program because he told him. He went out. He used to talk to Koresh. He could have gone out any morning that he wanted to because Koresh took a run every morning. And so the sheriff said there was no reason for any of this. It was these people trying to flex their muscles when they first got into power, Clinton and Clinton administration, and it really gave him a black eye. That whole first year was a mess because Clinton screwed that up so badly. And the sheriff said, the Koresh, when he was out running, had headsets on, listened to the radio, listened to me. And they talked about what was on this program, and he said, I could have picked the guy up any morning. I knew he was out running at 6 o'clock. You want me to go pick him up? I'll go pick him up. No, we had to blow up the place and kill 86 people. It really made us look bad, and we should have looked bad because it was a bad move. Very bad. Boy, did we look, we really looked awful. Anyway, that was 20 years or so ago. So, and now we move forward into what's going on today. It's just something he just struck a chord with me when he mentioned that. It's, where are we at? About 11 before the hour. This is Good Day.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood.
Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says, talk to me next season.
Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Get a 55-inch Samsung 1080p LED TV, only $799.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking Incredible Resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.com.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Start school tech ready at Office Max. You can save $100 on all touchscreen laptops and tablets over $400. This great discount includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in store or at OfficeMax.com.
Let's get it started.
Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 31st. Restrictions apply.
All right, this week at Office Max, you save $100 on all touchscreen laptops and tablets over $400, plus 90 days of anti-theft security. Office Max has your children covered, too. K to college, over 2,800 supplies at Office Max.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Now 53 after the hour, we've gotten to the point in this hour where we do tech talk. Shelley Palmer every day with a different bit of research, and he's very good at getting to the bottom line. A lot of people find this very informative, and we're happy to have the ability to bring you Shelley Palmer, who today will talk about how Google Plus may enable you to utilize some special skills that you have to make a couple of extra bucks. You'll find out how to do that using Google Plus in just a moment here on Good Day.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, a Dutchamite. How does an additional 50% off all ProMark drumsticks sound? Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Or how about this? $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar? Now just $3.99. Playing it will make your soul swell like an angry ocean, and your spirit soar like the hunting falcon of an ancient Incan warrior king. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, do you have a special skill set and want to make a little extra cash? Google Plus may be the perfect place for you. Google recently launched a site for Google Helpouts, a new video chat helpline. You can sign up to receive help or earn money by helping someone else. After entering your skills, availability, qualifications, and rate, Google will match you with people who need your help. You can even upload an intro video to answer basic questions about the services you'll be providing. Post when you're available each week, and customers can schedule a video chat session when you're available. Payments are handled through Google Wallet, and Google takes a 20% cut of whatever you charge. Google is even promising a 100% money-back guarantee for anyone not completely satisfied. Google Helpouts will work on a desktop, Android, and iOS, so if it sounds like something you want to try out, head over to helpouts.google.com, request an invite, and let me know how it goes. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to shelleypalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes. so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
All right, we have a story today at DougStefan.com that you may be very interested in. You've all heard the dictum, don't text and drive. Now, a New Jersey State Appeals Court has an addendum to that. Don't knowingly text a driver or you could be held liable if he causes a crash. You get it? It's a two-way street now, pardon the pun. You're not supposed to text and drive. So if you text and drive, you get a ticket if you're caught. But the person who receives, if I understand this correctly, Kenny, receives the text could also be liable, right? You could get a ticket.
It's the other way around. If you knowingly text someone who is driving.
Oh, if you knowingly text somebody, all right. So, but isn't it illegal to text no matter what?
It's illegal to text and drive, but if you're not driving, if I'm at home and Lisa's out driving and I text to her
right.
while she's driving, if I were in New Jersey,
right.
I could get a ticket.
Hell to pay. All right, so you can be cited for sending a text to somebody who is driving. Got it. All right, so that's the clarification if you want to know more about that. If it works in New Jersey, you can bet other states will follow suit with something like this. This is one of those things. As soon as it starts, it's like the word of radio. Anybody who does something that works, everybody else copies it. So that may be what happens in your state. Check the story out. All the details are at Doug Steffen's Good Day website.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.